This is Luann Crane from Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk with a special announcement. You can be a part of history as our host, Dr. James Dobson, records brand new material at Skyline Church in San Diego, California on two weekends in June. Sign up now to attend the Building a Family Legacy event on June 22 and 23 or June 29th and 30th in San Diego. To get more information and register, visit buildingafamilylegacy.com. Again, buildingafamilylegacy.com. Welcome to Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Luann Crane, here with your host, psychologist and best-selling author Dr. James Dobson, and his son Ryan Dobson. And Dr. and Ryan, before we get started, I just want to say, to start us off today, it goes without saying that sometimes women like me just need a little friendly reminder that real beauty is not a look, it is an action, Ryan.
Well, Luann, honestly, I certainly hope that a lot of husbands and fathers understand that even more than you women do. Mm. So often our wives and daughters are more attractive to us when their spirit is beautiful rather than just an outward appearance. Man, I've been thinking about that so much lately, having a little girl.
Yeah.
I worry about how she's going to grow up and how she'll feel. God is more concerned about how we live our lives in fellowship and service to Him than He is in filling our beauty needs.
Well, that's a great introduction, Ryan, and we're going to talk about that subject today. And we have a very special guest back with us who will be discussing the aspect of true beauty and what it really looks like. And I say back with us because Kim Meter is a longtime friend, mm-hmm. a personal friend to Shirley and me and to all of us here. Mm-hmm. She and Troy have just become precious to us. And Troy is here. We're not going to let him talk, but he's here.
Because he doesn't know much about true beauty, is that it?
Oh, no.
But Kim is going to talk about her new book called Fierce Beauty, Choosing to Stand for What Matters Most. Kim, I'm so glad to have you back.
It is awesome to be back in the studio with you. You are absolutely part of our family.
You are at Crystal Peaks. You and Troy run that ranch for kids, for people that can learn a lot from horses and horses from kids. It is a wonderful ranch. Before we go on to the topic for today, talk about Crystal Peaks. Tell us again what its mission is.
The mission of Crystal Peaks is to rescue, mentor, empower, and give hope. And we rescue abused and abandoned horses, and we mentor children who have been through really difficult things, and we give hope to the families that come to our ranch, and we are just on a mission to empower new ministries into life. And so far in the last 17 years, the ranch has been involved in helping to shoulder with creating about 214 other ranches like ours around the world, 9 in foreign countries.
Now, you opened again. You're not open during the winter for obvious reasons. You're in Oregon, right near Bend. Can be a cold place and a lot of snow, but you opened again April 1st. Mm-hmm. And how are you doing?
The ranch is busy and just chugging along, and every day is so packed. And our ranch is on less than 9 acres, and we have 30 horses, and we see about 5,000 visitors a season.
Oh my.
So it is full. And every day we think, not sure how this is going to keep working in this way. And yet the Lord just continues to provide in the most amazing ways.
Well, you've been looking at new property to expand.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that costs an awful lot of money these days.
Yes.
In the Pacific Northwest and everywhere else. And you told us a few minutes ago a story that occurred 2 days ago as you were looking at new property. You don't have the money to buy it yet, or haven't had the direction from the Lord to invest a lot of money in a new ranch, although I hope that someday somebody will help you do that. But tell us what happened as were looking at this land. I cannot believe what you did.
I'm still processing what happened. Everyone who knows me knows that my heart beats with the wind of the outdoors, and I could live in a tent tomorrow. And I think my favorite all-time quote was outside of the Bible was from Sandra Blackburn, who said in 1904 that the best way to avoid housework is to live outside.
Amen.
And that's been one of my favorite quotes. All that to say is I love the wilderness. And 2 days ago, Troy and I were walking over a piece of property actually here in Colorado with some dear friends, Scott and Josie Gwen, who were looking at this property for potential expansion of their ranch. And we were all walking together praying over this property, and we all kind of went to 4 different corners, and it was way up in the mountains. And as I was walking and praying over this land, I looked down the hill under a tree, and I saw antler tines sticking out of the needles, and went down, and there, laying under this tree, was a set of elk antlers, which I have found 100 antlers. I've never found elk antlers and never a set. And it was such a covenant. And as I started praying, you know, Lord, what would you speak to me with these antlers? What are you trying to tell me as we walk and pray over this beautiful mountainside? And all these verses from Joshua 1:9 about be strong and courageous. Don't be discouraged or afraid. I'm going to go with you everywhere you go.
Said that 4 times.
Again and again and again. And then all the imagery of Joshua getting ready to possess the land, and that it's full of giants and there's enemies, and the enemies are killing God's people. And what kept streaming through my mind is, I want you to take back the land. It is mine. And enemies have encroached on my land, and they're killing my children.
You were not referring at that moment just to the land you were walking on or praying about. You were referring to this country.
Yes. Yes. Again and again, in just the past couple weeks, we have dealt with one teenage suicide after another. And my heart is so grieved and so angry that the enemy is stealing our children and making them believe that there's no other answer, and they're wrong. They're believing a lie. The answer is Jesus Christ. For every question, for every question we will ever have in this life, the answer is the same. It's Jesus Christ.
And at that moment, you realized you were very close to an animal.
I was walking with an antler in each hand up a hill, just praying and praying, and you can hear in my voice I was emotional and grief-stricken for my country and for the kids that are being lost. And I could hear God say, look. And I looked, and 12 feet to my left under a fallen bush was a mountain lion crouching on the ground.
Watching
just,
you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was 12 feet away and just stopped. And I hissed at it intuitively and held the antlers up to my side because they fear what's bigger than they are, and just held fast.
God, you didn't run.
No, no.
You didn't walk away.
No, you wouldn't want to do that with a mountain lion.
Yeah.
And just started.
I probably would.
Oh.
I didn't say I would do it. I would want to.
Yeah.
Man, he's stalking you.
Perhaps.
You wouldn't have gotten that close to him if he hadn't wanted you to come on in.
Correct.
But isn't that the perfect metaphor for what she's talking about?
Yeah, it is.
There are people out there.
Yes.
Harming our children.
Yes.
They're
stalking our children.
Our kids. And as much as you want to back away from that fight,
you can't.
Mm. Just standing there with these antlers, looking at this mountain lion, growling at it, and God, what do you want me to do? And really carefully walked to the uphill side and was continuing to hold the antlers with the tines down toward this mountain lion. And all I could hear in my heart was God saying, you defend this place. You defend my land and my children with the weapons that I have given you. You stand firm. Mm. Whatever's in your hand, that's what I've given you to fight with, and it's time. And so I knew that if I just walked away, that this mountain lion, I would never know where it was, and that it would continue to come, and that I needed to take a stand, and did exactly that.
And you were growling.
I was growling.
Let me hear how you were growling. I want to hear
it. Oh, my goodness.
You were hissing and growling.
Letting this mountain lion know, I'm not going to go down without a fight, and if you're going to take me down, I'm going to kill you. I will kill you, and raised these antlers over my head and growled and then just screamed really loud and took about 5 running steps and it just took off.
Toward him? Oh,
yes.
My.
Just ran down
Come
the
on,
hill.
Kim. Now, you haven't made this up.
I stood there and then shook for about 5 minutes and then held these antlers up to the sky and I could hear God saying, I am calling my people to stand and you fight with what I have given you. It might be a microphone or a pen or a laptop or a backhoe.
Or a horse.
Or a horse. Mm. It could be anything. Fight with the weapons I have given you for the children in your midst because the enemy's stealing them. Will you stand? I'll use anyone. Just stand and fight. Mm. Stand. And that our enemy prowls about like a roaring lion,
right.
but he's
mm-hmm,
a toothless mm-hmm. lion, and that we serve the Lion of Judah. We serve the Lamb of God, and he's calling us to defend the land that he bought for, with a great price. Stand and defend with what I've given you. Whatever's in your hand, will you stand? I will use anyone. Who will say yes?
That's a marvelous message.
It is, Doctor, because I'm sitting here thinking for some people, that's a minivan. I mean, we're talking
that's
to
right.
moms right now, and they think, I can't fight. Mm-hmm. I'm not in politics. I'm not in the halls of power. But, Kim, to take back that land, it starts in my home. It starts
Absolutely.
Today in my home saying, enough is enough. Yeah. And that metaphor of the lion seeking, it says he seeks whom he may devour.
Right.
I mean, this is not just to play around. He wants to destroy my family.
That's right. Yeah. And had I backed up, the enemy would have advanced, and mm-hmm. that would have been telling the enemy, I'm afraid of you, and now you are the victor. Absolutely. Your weapon might be juice boxes on your counter. I received the Lord from a woman down the road who had cookies and punch every other Friday, and I knelt on that orange shag carpet on Sonny Murray's front room. And she gave what she had, the weapons of war that she had was her meager little home and her love. And that was more than enough for me. And she saved my life. Whatever God has given you, stand and fight.
It might be a carpool. What do you talk to the kids about on
That's
the
right.
way to
That's
school?
Right.
That's right.
You know, do you talk about the Lord? Do you talk about the prayers that they prayed? And is the Lord listening when you pray? There's so much you could say in that carpool.
Seize
that
the moment.
May be the antlers for you.
Mm-hmm. And to take the story even further, Ryan, you were pointing out there's so much symbolism in it. I'm just struck that we're so oblivious. You said you were 12 feet away from this lion. Mm. I mean, we're speaking to a mom and a dad right now who there may be evil happening in their home right now under their watch, and they're oblivious. And
That's
we
right.
are here to say, open your eyes and take back the land that is in your home right now.
Absolutely. Mm.
Well, Kim, that's a great place to start. Here we're talking about something we hadn't planned to talk about, but the Lord controls all things, and I appreciate your being here with Troy today. We want to talk about your new book, which I mentioned. It's called Fierce Beauty.
Which I think she just demonstrated.
Yeah, right. What is Fierce Beauty? What's behind that title?
What is behind the title is that our culture's got it all wrong and that women are being lied to and choosing to believe it because it's easy. And what women are believing is that how you look is more important than how you live. And what's fierce about serving Jesus Christ is that beauty, genuine beauty, is not passive. It is not skin deep. Genuine beauty comes from Jesus Christ alone, from the inside out. And what makes a woman beautiful is when this little humble vessel of clay is filled with the Spirit of the Lord and poured out. That is what makes all of us beautiful.
Why is it fierce?
It's fierce because what Jesus Christ did for me was not passive. And that he took on my sin and the sin of the world in a way that he took on the enemy and he didn't back down. And he fiercely defended with a love I will never understand. He defended my life even when I wasn't looking for him. He was looking for me.
Mm-hmm. The beautiful, fierceness, Kim, that we see in you today came from your childhood and what the Lord did with you at a very difficult time of your life. You were 9 years old.
Yep.
You lost both parents and were lost yourself. And yet the Lord not only brought you through that, but made you a weapon in his kingdom. Remind us of that path that you've walked.
You know, bad things happen to everyone. And when our life is being crushed with pain or anger or grief, no one can tell us God has a perfect plan and he's going to use this. My wise sister Kay told me once that, Kimbo, if you don't like the picture of your life, guess what? God's not done yet. He's not done yet. Walk this out with him. When I was nine, my dad murdered my mother and then took his own life. And in that tragedy, that's when I cried out to the Lord, and the Lord of all came down and took that little hand that was reaching out to him, and he has never let go. And I can tell you that anyone who is listening today who feels like, how could God allow such terrible things to happen to me? I want you to hear this, that he is not done yet, and he has a perfect plan for your life. You keep walking with him, and he will show you that he has power and beauty and peace and authority coming.
During that time, did you ever question your own true beauty?
Oh, every woman does. Every human being does. There was a season of time, you know, that I received the Lord through the loss of my parents. And, you know, we didn't know how to do this. All of us were just devastated with grief, and we just blew apart. And my grandparents took in myself and my two older sisters, and we all grieved in our own unique way. And my grandparents, they lost a child. And there was a wall separating my bedroom and my grandmother's room. And she never knew that I could hear her crying at night. These just helpless cries in the night of this woman who is grieving the loss of her own child and trying to piece back together a life for three broken little girls. I made the decision, I will never cause you a reason to cry ever again. And with good intention, set in motion a chain reaction in my life of control. I will control my life to perfection. And I will speak well, I will dress well, I will never break your heart. And in that sense of control, the enemy spoke one single line, you weigh too much. And you know, oh, okay, maybe I should lose a few pounds. I'd probably look better and be faster and stronger. And so set in motion this little sin, and all of us—
The sin of?
Of selfish self-servitude, in that I will control this life by losing weight, a whole bunch of it. And the more I lost, the more attention I got. And
how old were you, Kim?
That was between 13 and 19. I'm 5'9". My normal weight is 160 pounds. During that season, I weighed about 110. And I—
Were you anorexic?
Oh, through and through. And no one could tell me that was wrong, because I knew better than everyone. You don't know me. You don't know this is what's right. The only thing that saved my life was choosing to read the Word of God every day. And I could not hide from the truth of the Word of God. And that's the only thing that saved my life during that season of allowing a little sin to come in step by step, tap by tap, and steal my life.
And yet, Kim, if that child will not pick up the Word of God, would it be appropriate then, I'm thinking, for that mom to walk into that girl's bedroom at night and speak the Word of God over her while she sleeps? Because we so desperately need to bring that into our homes. So even if that child won't, that parent needs to be falling on their face and doing what needs to be done.
Luann, you've nailed it, that we want to run in all sorts of directions other than the truth of God's Word. And the name of Jesus Christ is so powerful to walk your house, to walk every room and pray over every room. You take back ground for your children, whether it be a son or a daughter who is struggling or suffering with that self-image. You take it back, whether they're listening or not. You take it as the mom. Be the mom and be the defender of that home.
Kim, that response is so valuable that you are giving to mothers who are out there. But I'm telling you, it's just as important for fathers, mm-hmm. and maybe more so.
Even more so.
To go in at night and sit on the side of the bed and allow your son or daughter to talk and to tell you what the experiences of the day have been and what, if anything, has discouraged them or hurt them, and let them talk. And then for the father to be the first one to say,
"Yes,
my child, you are beautiful. You are beautiful." Every little girl needs to hear her daddy say, "You are beautiful and you are precious." You're talking right now to women, perhaps girls, I hope so, who feel ugly, who feel unacceptable, who feel there is nothing beautiful within them, and they're hurting. And this culture every day screams at females like that and tells them, no one cares about you. Why would they?
That's right.
Because you're ugly, because you're not a beautiful person. Talk to that individual, will you? Because some of them have tears in their eyes right now.
There's not a woman alive, if she's honest with herself, that has not felt everything that you just said. It doesn't matter how you look.
What a shame.
Yes. What a lie.
Yeah.
What a lie. There is not a child on this planet that a parent wouldn't look at and say, "You are the most beautiful creature ever created." And yet, as women, and I got to tell you, anorexia is growing faster in young men right now than women. Mm-hmm. And the tables are turning. And our enemy is a thief and a liar. And he's stalking our children as we speak. And what I would tell that person is that your focus is in the wrong place. Jesus Christ designed each one of us to know him. And our focus, when it shifts away from him to ourself, you are going to find nothing but heartache and hardship and despair. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. None of that was enough to dissuade me from turning away from my course of action, because I knew better than everyone else. And as I said, Ryan, the only thing that changed my life was the unstoppable truth of God's word. And that was the only thing that I couldn't push back against, because my grandparents didn't know and my pastor didn't know and this dumb counselor, what do they know? Boy, oh boy, did the truth of God's word stop me in my tracks. And it was like dripping water day after day after day began to replace the lies that I had been led to believe. It took time, but it was all from the word of God.
Kim, I hate to stop this discussion today, but our time is gone. You are the consummate storyteller. You really are. You've got a real gift. And we have had you on our program many times and are grateful for it. Let me ask you to come back tomorrow, if you will.
I would love to.
We'll go right straight to Fierce Beauty. And it just is your own personal story, which I'm sure is the inspiration for what you've written. So let's do that. Troy, you've been awful quiet over there, but it's good to have you both here, and we'll pick it up tomorrow.
Perfect.
Oh, Doctor, it's always so great to spend time with our good friends, Kim and Troy Meter. And just very quickly, the book you just referenced, Fierce Beauty, we do have that available at drjamesdobson.org. Again, the title, Fierce Beauty, Choosing to Stand for What Matters Most. Online at drjamesdobson.org, or give us a call, 877-732-6825. Ryan, I have read this book, and I agree, she is a great storyteller.
Well, like Kim mentioned at the top of the program, she lost her parents at the age of 9. But through that devastating loss, she found Christ and has been walking with him ever since. Mm-hmm. And if your heart has been opened and you're ready to receive Christ today yourself, contact us as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. Call us or go online. We're here 24 hours a day because you matter to us. Again, our number is 877-732-6825.
Or if you're closer to that computer right now, it's drjamesdobson.org. Right there, you can find out what it truly means to become a Christian.
Thanks for joining us today, and make sure you return tomorrow for another day with Kim Meter. That's next time on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.